We're now going to talk with Lexington girls coach Brian Eads. And Brian, you've got a couple girls on the KMZU Dream Team. Let's talk first of all about junior Tiffany Danner. What can you tell me about Tiffany and her play?
Tiffany is one of just a couple girls that got quality playing time last year, and she stepped up to become a positive role model for our younger players. She led our team in scoring and steals, pass deflections, was third in rebounds, and really was, our team went as Tiffany went. When she came out, and she's a tremendous three-point shooter, when she was hot, it just lit a spark under our team. And she was a leader in the locker room and just a pleasure to coach.
And I know you had a very young team this year, Brian, and you will really count on Tiffany's leadership next year when she's a senior, won't you?
We will. We'll have three juniors and seven freshmen, or they'll be sophomores next year. We didn't have any sophomores this year, so we've got a little gap there. And then we're counting on some eighth graders to step up and be freshmen for us next year.
And your second player on the Dream Team, a young lady that I know who is very special to you, freshman Sage Eads. Talk about your daughter, Sage.
Well, you know, that's a tough one when you have to talk about your daughter. But as a coach talking about a player, Sage was a team leader throughout the season. She was our point guard kind of by default. And we lost a couple players early, and she stepped into that position and really became a leader. She led the team in total minutes played, assists, blocks, and she was second in rebounds. But I was just really proud of her being a 14-year-old and walking out on that floor. And she had the ear of her teammates, and she was vocal in the huddle. And I just thought she really grew as a player throughout the year. I'm very proud of her.
Brian, I know as a father, it's got to be a special experience to have a chance to coach your own daughter. Talk about what that means to you.
It means the world, Joe. I've been lucky enough to coach all five of our children in one sport or another, and Sage is number five. And when this opportunity came up, after talking many hours with my wife, Sabra, I just couldn't pass it up, a chance to coach at the varsity level, number one, and two, have my daughter for 4 years.